Chapter 35, Heal the Sick. Inasmuch as the gospel is now preached from the premise that we are humanity and not spirit, imperfection and not perfection, the many and not the one, how then can it ever be expected to rid the world of sin, sickness, and death? As man, we are inevitably subject to vacillation, illusion, and errors of every kind. Therefore, as man, we can never free ourselves from them, not until we waken to our real entity and function in our true nature, shall human experience cease. The true viewpoint corrects the false, which, being corrected, disappears. Think of the vast amount of time, labor, and effort now given toward the destruction of sickness, sin, lack, and limitations everywhere, instead of giving all attention to the self with a capital S, in which they do not exist. As man, you will never have surcease from evil, but tracing your origin back to God, the I Am, will obliterate the man position entirely. The attempt to bring about improvements or healings in individual minds or bodies has proved a great benefit to mankind everywhere. Nevertheless, the real need is to ascend to the spiritual state where no healing is required. Definitely, the human viewpoint must be changed for the divine. Then the cause of all discord will be removed. No war could ever exist of itself, no sickness, sin, or death appear, but for the untruth that we are man instead of God. Lo, to be spirit, to be mind, to be life eternal is the only perfect and universal remedy. The statement, I am God, and besides me there is none else, has, as it were, two sides to it, both conveying the exact same meaning. That is, one, I am God, and two, there is none else. In seeing that God, the self, or I am, is all perfection, all harmony, and all completeness, necessarily this view includes the vision and knowledge that there is none else. Likewise, in viewing any apparent discords or limitations, we come to understand their nothingness on the basis that the self, the I am life, and the intelligence is all there is. Comprehending the fullness of this statement, we, the self, must then prove all things. Many would like to have explained to them why war, sickness, and limitations of all kinds appear in the world, and still it would be true that God fills all space. This is absolutely impossible of comprehension or elucidation without the superlative knowledge that God, the I Am that I Am, is one whole, including infinite identity. Generic man, so styled, alone is responsible for every war, sickness, sin, poverty, and limitation appearing today. He alone brings them into a chimerical existence, names the forms they present, sustains and supports them. Not until he wakens, as it from death to life, even as did the prodigal, will he ever understand their total inexistence and be free. How is he the cause of war or sickness? He thinks he is man, a person or individual, and not the way, the truth, and the life, the self, ever perfect and immaculate. Because of this improper idea of himself and of all else, he becomes, as it were, another being called man, whose intelligence is limited and incomplete, whose life is mutable and insecure, whose body is material and mortal, whose world is finite and impermanent. Functioning in a perverse and fabulous position, his thoughts are imperfect and illogical, inefficient and incorrect, confused and deranged. Thus, they result in mythical forms of wars and of discord of every sort, kind, and nature. The formations of his thoughts truly represent his assumptive departure from the real state. For instance, many of the things which he invents, instead of proving an eternal blessing to him, often in the end turn upon and destroy him. None of his inventions ever reach perfection, but always lack it. Hence, the continual discard of his own handiwork for that which will completely satisfy. Never shall he produce it in a world of his own making. Never shall he achieve permanent success, invulnerable security, or impeccable health and wholeness, whilst to himself he remains a limited human being or a separate individual identity. Disowning his real entity as the almighty creative mind, with its unlimited power to create everything perfect and good, he becomes, to his false belief, a weak, sinful mortal, ever seeking that perfection which in his true selfhood always at hand and within him, yet ever finding uncertainties, wars, tribulations, death. Not until he rises to accept his true state, the free and unlimited whole, shall he ever experience that which he seeks, namely, heaven. For heaven and the self are one. The great verity eternally remains. Infinite ego and infinite identity are one indivisible whole, perfect, absolute, complete. Never have I been man, neither a material nor a spiritual one. Never am I subject to limitations of any kind. Now and always, I and myself are one and identical. Waken, be born again, arise, come forth. What else is there to do? What else is there to be said? No other directions would be of any real value to one in a far country.